Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, Cass, I'm broke. I'm broke, baby.
I forget Kenny doesn't know we're back on the air. It was my fault, though. I got sidetracked because I'm reading the captions of Jordan Schultz and Draymond Green talking about that fan, which Jordan's funny. He called him a crazy fan. Like, what did the fan do? Like, the fan didn't get thrown out? The fan didn't yell anything, like, obscene? But like Jordan's like, yeah, I asked Draymond what happened with that crazy fan who he had an incident with. That man was yelling an insult that was a very specific and nuanced insult that Draymond took offense to. I told Trista this yesterday, Casey. I thought it was funny for a man who has spent his entire career referring to other men as bitches. The fact that he was so insulted by being called Angel Reese over and over again because he was getting his own rebounds was funny. And then he had the nerve to say, don't call me a woman. I'm not a woman. I got four kids and one on the way. I'm not a woman. And it's like, man, weren't you the same dude who was talking trash when LeBron looked you in the face and said, don't call me a bitch. I'm a grown-ass man. I got a family. Yeah. Don't call me that.
No, it was him. And not that they're defending him this time, but I remember the dialogue from Warriors fans. Oh, LeBron, he's tripping. Mm. I hear worse than that at 24-hour fitness. Mm. Like, oh, it happened. You ain't never played basketball before? This happens all the time. All right, bro. All right. I used to tell him, I said, let me walk over there and call you out of your name then. And you should just be like, no, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Some people don't play like that. A lot of people don't play like that.
Yeah. I chuckled this morning. I was doing school drop off and we were listening to the wake up call and they were talking about something and Gavin goes, son of a bitch. And it falls quiet and Morgan goes, the 4-year old, Gavin said a bad word. I know. It's okay. And then I thought, like, oh no, does that happen when I say that? Is there a little Morgan in the backseat of a car right now going, D-Lo said a bad word?
Bruce's little brother.
Well, Bruce and them, they gotta be used to it by now. Like Bruce's been with us for I think all 5 of our years on the air. Bruce has grown up quick. Our brother Bruce has grown up quick here with D-Lo and KC. I haven't seen them lately. If y'all out there, man, y'all got to pull up on us. I know it's tough when we're at Sky River Casino and the kids can't come in, but we got to see you guys here.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Why don't we get this out the way real quick here? Because Jake Gayton coming up. We got more basketball to talk about.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
Let's go ahead, KC. Let's dive into power rankings headed into week number 12. You want to lead us off?
Yeah, I got you. There was some movement in the power rankings this week from your boy because people losing left and right, people not taking care of business. So we have a new number one.
Mm-hmm.
Last week's number one was the Seattle Seahawks. Number one no longer, and I'll tell you right now, not even in the top five anymore.
Wow.
They have fallen from number one to out.
Not mentioned at all.
Yeah, man. Number five, I got the Broncos, I think, making their debut in my power rankings.
Yeah.
So I got the Broncos at five. I got the Eagles at four. I got Patriots at three. The Colts, I'm still respecting the Colts in this situation. They're at two. And we got our new number one, who I don't even know if they weren't even in the power rankings last week. They fell from not in the power rankings all the way up to number one.
I think they jumped.
The jump. Yes.
Jumped.
That's true. The Los Angeles Rams, the new number one in KC's power rankings.
Yeah, I'll take the suspense out of mine. I got the Rams at number one, too. Unlike you, though, I did have the Rams in the top five last week. As a matter of fact, it was the Patriots, Seahawks, Rams, Colts, Eagles. The tough part about that was the Patriots didn't lose. The Rams kind of won their way into that number one spot for me. So I'll start at number five. I got the Philadelphia Eagles right there. That's exactly where I had them. I'm watching them with an abundance of caution. Jesse doesn't like them, and every time they win, he says something about it, and I'm like, I think he's right.
But I like heard them, a statement.
I like them more than the Chargers. I think I like them more than the Lions.
I heard a statement about them. After you get done with the power rankings, I'll ask you guys if you
agree. Go ahead, ask right now.
Do the Eagles, how was it put? The Eagles' defense is the best single positional unit in the NFL. It's better than anybody's offense, like Detroit's offense or the Broncos defense or whatever. The Eagles defense is the number one positional unit in the league. I was thinking about that, and I don't know if it's crazy.
Well,
I like the Broncos defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel like the Broncos.
Yeah, Denver's defense might be number one, but Philly's up there.
I feel like the Broncos can make a case. It's funny. I don't feel like it's erratic, and we have pointed this out, and it's been part of my hesitancy with the Broncos. But a Bo Nix offense might be more trustworthy than a Philadelphia Eagles offense right now.
That's fair.
I don't know that it is, but it feels like that's the case. I don't hate the sentiment. I feel like the only other positional unit that's in the conversation is probably the Broncos defense. I can't think of an offense that's as good as either one of those two defenses. But I'd go with that.
That Eagles defense has had some pretty dominant performances. Like, they just destroyed the Chiefs offense. They destroyed the Packers offense, and they did it again with this Detroit Lions offense last week. Like, they holding all three teams, to single digits. Yeah, it's pretty dominant.
I have the Eagles at five. I've got the Colts at four. You talk about making their debut. For me, I have to stop ignoring the Denver Broncos. I put the Broncos up at three. That win against Kansas City got my attention. The Patriots did nothing to lose the number one spot, but they are down to number two. And I walked away from that Seahawks-Rams game with a confident feeling that the Rams are the best team in football. And if you made me pick a Super Bowl winner right now, I would pick Los Angeles.
That's fair. I'm okay with that.
I am all in on the Matthew Stafford MVP candidacy. I'm in on the Rams and them, getting out of this conference and potentially winning a second Super Bowl in the Sean McVay era. But I think these are five really good football teams. With the Rams at number one, Patriots at number two, Broncos at number three, Colts and Eagles. It's going to be a fascinating postseason for sure. Obviously, Lions not on the list. There's a handful of really good teams. The Chargers, I don't even know if they've ever cracked my top five.
But there's a lot of good football teams out there. You've got the Ravens surging a little bit. That'll be interesting to follow to see how that division plays out, what winds up happening with the Jacksonville Jaguars in that South division. Like, there's a lot to watch over the course of the next, what are we at, 6 weeks left in the season?
Yeah. Do you think we're getting to the point that we both didn't feel we were at 2 weeks ago, where there is some top teams, some teams that are, this is a true championship contender. They've separated themselves from the other eight teams that they were around last week.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Rams haven't done that for you?
We're talking about teams that have separated themselves?
Yeah.
I think the Eagles and Rams have.
You think the Eagles have?
Yeah, the Eagles, like I said, the Eagles offense has just been, I don't know what it is. AJ Brown's complaining about it every week, and they just haven't gone on track, but they beat all the good teams this season. So I feel like just they got Saquon and those guys still, so if they just get some things right, they're right there.
I guess by the definition of what you said, that Rams win over the Seahawks, who had been playing really well, and I thought they played really well Sunday, that got my attention a little bit. So by the definition of what you just, I'm not confident in that separation. It's just like, if you asked me, if you said you have to pick a Super Bowl winner right now before this show goes off the air, I would say it's the Los Angeles Rams. I think they're the best team in football right now. But, man, I don't see them as a clear-cut standout favorite the way, or I don't see them as a clear-cut team that has separated themselves the way that Jesse may see with the Rams and the Eagles right now.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And like Jesse said, I'd probably put those two teams up there. They've separated within the last couple of weeks from the pack. You know what I mean? From the five or six teams in the NFC that I thought were jumbled together. I think those two have kind of established themselves.
Why am I not there with Philadelphia then?
Because their offense looks
weird.
That's
why. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts misses four touchdowns a game.
Damn.
Talk about it.
Damn. Has
but he'll get that too. He'll get every damn near every first down he needs to. Like he'll miss four touchdowns and then hit AJ Brown on a 3rd and 3, you know, for 40 yards. It's like, oh, why couldn't he do that earlier?
Has anyone? I'll just in case the answer is yes, I'm gonna ask when we get back. We'll talk. We got to talk basketball too. The Kings are facing a whole host of problems this offseason, and some of them don't even have to do with the team. We'll explain. It's Thilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Think we can cut that sound where Kenny just said, go Eagles, without any context to it whatsoever?
What the hell? Why, yeah, why do you guys do this? Happen. Why? Yeah. Do,
I'll cut it after with the stream.
Nah,
stuff.
Yeah, I think we got a good little go Eagles clip from our guy right there. See,
this is what happens when you try to show
you can't trust Damien, by the way. I didn't even catch that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you try to show love to your local high schools, man, and this is how they treat you.
Yeah, don't trust me ever. I'm always going to do what's funniest.
Yeah, and if he gives the order, it's like, all right, I'm going to cut it.
Yeah, I'm always going to do. That's funny.
All right, West. Don't relax.
Don't. Well, if I knew what I haven't labeled this. Is it this one?
I love Jerry Jones.
It is.
Come on, man.
I gotta label this properly.
I love Jerry Jones.
Hey. No, you didn't have to turn it up.
That wasn't and to be fair, that wasn't me. That was Kyle Madsen.
Oh my gosh, he was great in that documentary, though. He was a star.
KC said, "Go Eagles!" because I had mentioned that the KYDS program at El Camino High School, which I was a part of, came in today. It was quite a sight to see as we were holding a really, really important meeting in the front common area, and 35 kids come streaming into the into the building and head to the wake up call studio. And because I was a part of that program for so many years, Katie asked if I would talk to the young people as well. So they all caravan down here. Poor James and Kyle. It's like 25 minutes before their show, and I'm like, "Hey guys, I got to take over the studio here for a minute. Like, is that cool?" And Kyle was like, "Yeah. Do you want me to leave?" I was like, "No. But there's a whole bunch of kids coming in right now, and all of them came in, and I've never talked to that group of kids before, and I've never been able to like really tell the story of how that radio station, which I never believed anyone was ever listening to, helped me like develop my voice, because I didn't talk a lot in high school. Mm. And I used to go into that studio and shut the door and develop the persona that ultimately became, D-Lo 4 or 5 years later. And I'm forever grateful. My favorite part was the young lady who leads the program now is the daughter of Mr. Santianis, Mr. S, the guy who led it for me. Wow. And that was really a cool thing to figure out. And then my second favorite part was as everyone is kind of filing out of the studios, because it's like, hey guys, the insiders got to get on the air. We can, let's go see Uncle Paul down the hall, Paul Marshall, down in the 98 Rock studio. And of course, Paul was great.
Let me tell you about Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts.
Well, that 98 Rock studio has a gigantic skeleton in it that glows in the dark, and Paul's got the lights cut off. So it's like they're entering like some sort of like haunted mansion.
I think Abe calls him Skelly the Skellington.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And one of the administrators, Matt, he's like, "Hey, you're Serena's little brother." And I'm like, "Yep, I am." And he was like, "Yeah, I know." And he, he went to school with my sister. And I, of course, called my sister. I was like, "Hey, I just spoke to a group of kids about, my life and my career and all of this stuff." And the thing that they said was, "Hey, aren't you Serena's little brother?" And of course, she got a kick out of that. But it was awesome to have those young people here, man. It was very cool.
Stevie B916 asked a really interesting question. He says, "D-Lo, did any of the kids ask you if you knew Ebro?"
They didn't, but I did tell the story of Ebro, because what's great, what's funny about KYDS is, you have myself, Katie, and obviously, I did say, the most successful radio personality we know from from El Camino High School is Ebro. He's at Hot 97. And I explained, you know, when you have that position at Hot 97, you don't just have a position at a radio station. You have a position in the genre. And as the program director and music director of Hot 97, you have a position within hip hop. And the funny thing about Ebro is he didn't do KYDS. He didn't do the radio station. And neither did Katie. Katie was in drama. Ebro did like that rally coordinator thing where you have the rallies every month. He would be the one in charge of that. And the people who did radio were obviously myself. And then, you know, for those that remember your player partner Mixula from KSFM days in like the early 2000s when I first started, and he was very integral in 103.5 The Bomb starting when Ebro and, you know, Courtney Dempsey, Coco, when they got that thing launched, you know, in the late 90s. But they did. But Ebro definitely came up, not at their behest. They probably have no idea who Ebro is. They're too young. But when you tell the story of El Camino High School on radio, you have to tell the story of Ebro, who I believe was going to high school when he was doing the show with Davey D at night.
That's fire, too.
Yeah, he was like 16 or 17 years old.
Shout out to Ebro. He'll tell you. He'll be like, look, man, you know, growing up in the Bay Area, it's just different in the Bay.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's just different in the Bay.
Yep. Yeah, he sure will. He couldn't have disowned us. He couldn't have disowned us quicker, man. If you haven't heard Ebro in the morning, if you haven't heard all of the stuff he does for Beats and Apple, that's what Eddie Gonzalez is going to sound like by the tenth anniversary of D'Lo and KC. Eddie Gonzalez is going to sound exactly like Ebro.
We already hear it a little bit. It's already creeping in.
You absolutely. It's already creeping in. You absolutely hear it. Absolutely. There is no one better than Jerry Jones. Yay! Yo! What is that? Yo, no one better than Jerry Jones. There is no one better than Jerry Jones. Yo, there is no one better than Jerry Jones.
One more time.
There is no one
better than Jerry Jones. Yo, that's right. Is that you? Which one of you is doing that? Yo, that's trash, bro. Y'all are whack. Y'all are whack. Yo, Jesse, you're a turncoat, bro. You're a turncoat.
What the hell?
Hey, I think I can do this now. You're out of here, pal.
Yeah.
It's your last day.
That's trash.
I had to wait for you to do your radio segment right now so I can play that.
Y'all are whack.
Oh, man. See, and the crazy thing about this is, like, for those on the radio, I'm at home today. I'm remote today. So I just start hearing Damien's voice, and I'm looking at him, and his mouth isn't moving. I'm like, yo, is my internet? What's going on? And then I was like, oh, snap. They got him.
What the hell was the context behind that?
I have no clue. I uploaded that September 4th. We're always ready.
The Parsons trade. There's no one better than Jerry Jones. Sounds about right.
Man.
I don't know. But we do know that, hey, you say there's nobody better than Jerry Jones.
I wouldn't love Jerry Jones more than D'Lo and KC. You heard it here today.
Well, how did I get into this?
You got your drop, too. Jerry
Jones. Yeah, what are you talking about?
But I love Jerry Jones.
There is no one better than Jerry Jones.
Shout out Stanley. He won.
That's the new hotness.
That's terrible, man. That's really upsetting. And the fact that you just held that.
I was like, let Damien finish. He's having a moment or whatever. Let him finish.
You just waited for that second of silence for transition.
Yeah, as soon as that happened.
Even I was confused. I was like, what is that?
Damn.
Anyways.
Oh, that was his team at one point.
It was.
It's not that inconceivable. You still can't bring up Tony Romo around him. It gets a little dicey.
Next time me and KC wear our jerseys, can you wear your Romo one?
I don't have a Romo jersey. I've never had a Tony Romo jersey. I have had three. I've had three.
Curtsy.
You did have a shirt. See, yeah.
I've had three Dallas Cowboy jerseys, and they were all Terrell Owens jerseys. That's it.
Damn, three.
I no longer have any of them.
Bro, I'm pretty sure Stanley's calling in right now, too. Hold on.
Well, you got three T.O. jerseys, big dog. Come on, man. One was good enough. And that reminded me, I made a tweet the other day. Somebody needs to answer this question. Why the Cowboys, these dweebs, why is the blue on their jersey different than the blue on their helmets?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Is that Stanley? Yeah, okay.
Maybe he can answer the question.
Well, 916-909-1320. Stanley, what's happening, buddy?
It's not you all. It's you all what might not be happening anytime soon. I'm tired of you guys criticizing Mr. Jerry Jones. You people, I hope he buys. Oh, man. It would be so fun to see you all broadcasting on some remote street. You know, with a little setup instead of in a studio and in a comfortable home or wherever, you know, oh man, I would be laughing. I would be roaring because you know what? You guys deserve this because you are haters. You know that? You guys are haters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Stanley, I'm glad that you're here to set the record straight. And I am working on that acquisition of ESPN 1320 in Sacramento.
Odyssey, oh man, Odyssey. You know what? I wish I was there right now. I wish he would give me. You know what? If he'd give me the authority, I would come there right now and I would put you all out on the street.
Stanley, hey Stanley, we cheered on your Dallas Cowboys on Monday too. Along,
there ain't no we.
Well,
there ain't no we.
Well, I did predict they'd win by 30.
Yeah, he did. And look, I was going to say in a room full of Raider fans, but that wasn't the case.
No, it definitely was not. But I was on my home field when I said that. I was like, hey, Cowboys going to win this game by 30. I was wrong. I think they took their foot off the gas. You were right. Dak wanted one more touchdown pass, and then they called
it. One more. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Shout out Stanley. Always great hanging out with Stanley.
Big ups to Stanley, man.
Sports talk on ESPN 30. We weren't even making fun of Jerry Jones. Trying to figure out what context
was. Nobody better.
For that clip I said was. Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
I get to hang out with the family this Sunday. Because the Niners aren't playing. Family time, guys.
Who are they playing?
They got Monday night. So Sunday. Yeah. Come on, family. Let's do something. Let's go to Apple Hill.
Oh, God. Is that a thing? Apple Hill has been repeatedly brought up, and I keep.
I actually shouldn't give them any ideas. I don't want to go to Apple Hill.
Kind of keep pushing that up. And I'm looking. Yeah, buddy. Sacramento Kings play on Saturday.
Yeah.
We really do have the Sunday free.
All right, let's just go look at model homes. How about that?
No, it's an unknowingly joint family trip to Apple Hill. hey, what's Casey and Jasmine doing here? The Kings and 49ers aren't playing. Like, if we look around, Kyle Mattson's probably here somewhere. The only one who couldn't make it was Jesse. He's got to watch the Dolphins.
Oh, I'm saved. I'm saved. We got baseball on Sunday. Yeah, we got a baseball tournament. Last one of the season.
Who does?
Reese.
You? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought that had long been over.
Nah, they're going in November. So,
oh, wow.
And they got one more. So, yes, I'll be at the baseball tournament. Okay. There we go.
Okay. Me too. Reese's best game was the one I attended, so I have to be there to support. Apple Hill is just so damn far.
It is. It's not a bad place at all. Like,
not at all.
If it was in Elk Grove, I'd be like, sure, let's go. But it's just far, like you said.
I do need to get apples to make the apple pie though for Thanksgiving.
There you go. They'll be there.
Maybe I just get the apple pie from Apple Hill. I'll just tell everybody I made it. We were doing power rankings when this show made sense about 15 minutes ago. and we, you know, we were discussing teams kind of separating themselves, teams getting their attention, like all of these, you know, just different little football conversations. And one I wanted to ask, but I am genuinely unsure of what your guy. I do not know what either of you will say to this, but we were talking about teams competing and all of that stuff and teams separating themselves. And I'm certainly not asking if this team has separated themselves, but I am asking if the Chicago Bears have gotten either of your attention.
Yes. Just by the top of my head, yeah. They might be the best team in that division right now. Not might be. As much as we like the Lions, I mean.
Ain't no we.
Yeah. Well, as much as I like the Lions. Like,
yeah, you and Kenny. You and you guys did the Dan Campbell fan club.
They're not winning.
Aren't you in on Dan Campbell and his Lions?
I did have them in the first four out.
I had them not making the playoffs. Then they started the season really well. I said, I'll take that back. I was wrong on that. And I'll leave that there. But I'm not sold on Dan Campbell. Actually, I think Dan Campbell might be the reason why they don't advance so much. Uh-huh. I like his mentality. I like what he brings to the table in that respect. But his little, we just going to go for it on fourth down. I talked about that after the Baltimore game they won. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's going to be cute until it's not.
Yeah.
Like, you better stop all that.
Well, that's always the case with a risk taker, right? Like, it's Nick Sirianni, too. Those two were battling in dumb decision-making the other night. And I mean, we call it dumb decision-making, but whether I like Detroit or not, that's a 6-4 football team, and it's a little different than it might have last year. But those are two of the premier teams in the NFC, and I think there are going to be a lot of people in our position. I think there are going to be a lot of fans who are confident in Detroit if they wind up getting to the just getting into the playoffs. I think there are going to be a lot of people confident in what they could do, particularly since they played so late into the season last year. But that risk taking is kind of what gets them, you know, where they are. But Jesse's right. The best team in that division record-wise right now is certainly Chicago, mm-hmm. and Detroit's going to have to be the team. It's not Chicago that has to take it from somebody. It's Detroit that has to take it from Chicago for them to fall out of this spot.
I don't think they're winning a Super Bowl, even making a run to the Super Bowl, but I buy them now as a good team. It's kind of like, all right, they've kind of
– Chicago.
They're establishing themselves now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And if I feel bad about any NFC North team right now, like truly, it's probably Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay.
They can forget about it.
I don't have no interest in the Packers right now. No. And even though I think they've lost since then, I'm still offended by the Cowboys game. Like, and then that Cowboys offense is good. Like, I don't, like, they are, no matter how bad that defense is or how bad that football team might be, that offense is good. Yeah. There is just, for someone like me who thought you were a Super Bowl contender, there is no excuse for the way that game ended. Just back and forth, just no resistance on the defensive end from either football team. I expect that from Dallas. Mm-hmm. The Packers could win the Super Bowl and I'd be like, whatever, man, I'm not over that Dallas game.
Understandable. That was ridiculous. And I hate the tie and the whole record. Like, well, I hate that. I hate seeing that.
I don't even know what the solution would have been for that game unless it's sudden death, because
just give the Packers
a loss. It would have been the next team that had the ball.
No, just give the Packers the loss. Yeah. This game was a little too close. You lose.
That's fine with me. That's fine with me.
When you talk about the Bears, it's I think they're a good team. I think their record is earned and valid. I don't think they are a team that will win a game in the playoffs, though. And on the flip side of that, RIP, even from here, I would think the Lions would win a playoff game before I would think the Bears would win a playoff game. And the Lions might not even make it. Does that make sense?
Run that back for me one more time.
The Bears won the NFC North.
Sure.
I don't think they're winning a playoff game, whoever they play the first game. If the Lions won the NFC North, I think they'd at least get that game to start it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Right now, Chicago will be matched up with Green Bay. The Niners are a game right behind there.
Well, actually, I was going to say,
Bears can't beat the Packers.
Bears are going to the divisional round.
But if they did run into a team like the 49ers, I'd have some questions about the Bears probably. But yeah, I see Casey's point.
They got two left against the Packers.
Yep.
They have a and here's the true, you know, here's the true story for Chicago. And you know, they're 7-3 right now. And if you're a Bears fan, shout out Manny. You have a reason to feel good right now. You've got Pittsburgh coming up. I like Chicago in that one. Obviously, I'm going to dislike Pittsburgh, but you've got Philadelphia. You've got Green Bay, Cleveland, Green Bay again, and you end the season with a game against the San Francisco 49ers, which could wind up meaning something. It could wind up meaning a lot for both teams, and then your final game of the year is against the team that we were just talking about, the Detroit Lions. Chicago could single-handedly keep Green Bay and Detroit out of the playoffs.
Do you think?
Not likely, but they could.
I think the Bears are going to be in, because I look at that 10-win mark as like you should be in, and they only need 3 wins. I'm gonna put Pittsburgh on there. I'm gonna put Cleveland on there, and I think they get one at the very least. They could do better, but at the very least, they get one of the 3 games between the Packers and the Lions.
Okay.
I think they get at least one of that. Gets you to 10. I think they get in. Whether that's winning a division or wild card.
I think we did this already. Let's take a quick peek at Detroit. They've got New York coming up. I feel like this is a more manageable schedule. You tell me. They got the Giants coming up. They got the Packers, Cowboys, Rams, Steelers, Vikings, and then, of course, the Bears to close it out.
Yeah, their schedule is favorable. The Packers have a bunch of divisional games left, so they might be the, no pun intended, wild card in this whole thing and might not make it.
Yeah,
two
against Minnesota starting this week.
Yeah, and they got two more. They got one more against the Lions.
Correct.
They got to go to Detroit.
Well,
so they got a gang of divisional games they still got to play.
We read these through a minute ago. The game with the Chicago Packers games, they're 2 games in a 3-week span. The game for Green Bay in the middle of those 2 Chicago games is at Denver.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm all for the Packers not making it. Put Chicago in there, put Detroit in there. I'm all for the Packers not making it. It's all good. I ain't hating. I'm just saying.
The Packers aren't expecting them to be or anyone else.
No.
They're very mid.
Nah, major. Well, the funny thing, they're 6-3-1.
They are, but like you watch the games.
We're talking about Detroit like they're still good, and that's essentially what Green Bay's record is.
Yeah, but it's kind of, I guess, eye test with the Packers and Lions. Like the Lions, you there's still something there. The Packers is like, you really hung in there with the Giants. Jordan Love didn't look great a couple weeks ago, and there's no real just pop with that team.
It's not even the eye test for me. It's the IQ test, and my stupid ass failed.
I failed too. It's all good.
Yeah, I thought this team was something going into the season, man. And that's that. Like, nah, man.
I'm damn Bobby Fischer out here.
Ravens versus Eagles. Well, it's all right, man.
Let me ask you guys.
Go Eagles, right?
Let me ask you guys a question. Well, not question, but bring something to your attention. There's a under 40 degree narrative around Jared Goff right now. Mm-hmm. Outdoors under 40 degree narrative. So keep an eye on that if they don't win the division. Then, did you guys know on Sunday? I didn't know this until I was listening to your boy, Bill Simmons. Jared Goff completed 2 of his final 18 passes on Sunday.
Was it that bad?
Is awful.
I don't think I realized it was that bad.
2 of his final 18.
I'm going to give him.
Did they talk about him like they talked about Shador for the last 72 yeah, hours?
They did.
Oh, good. No, as long as we're consistent. Man, he was 14 of 37. Go ahead,
Jesse.
I'm going to
give Goff a pass for that Sunday game. I feel like the Lions receivers didn't create a lot of separation either. I give a lot of credit to the Eagles defense for that one, for how Detroit's offense looked.
That's fair, but you can't go.
I mean, but there is a narrative with Jared Goff. Like, I'm not buying it yet, but there is a narrative there.
But correct me if I'm wrong. That ending stretch to the game, notwithstanding, the killer was the one interception he threw. Is that fair? And, like he hasn't done that very often this year.
No, and it's not all his fault here. But it was the one interception, and it was 0-5 on fourth down.
Tell the whole story now.
Well, the fact that he had 5 fourth downs to try to convert.
Dan Campbell relaxed a little.
He had 5 fourth downs to convert is incredible.
Oh, man. Yeah, just keep your eye on that with Jared Goff.
That was an ugly-ass football game, man.
And I hate doing that. You but know that's I don't like doing that.
To be fair, I don't think it's you doing anything. That's been the knock on him. That's why the Rams did what they did. They changed nothing. They said we are a higher level quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl. And they were right. And that's tough for Jared Goff. I mean, obviously he's doing terrific, but yeah, like that was the knock on Jared Goff, man. We'll come back. Jake Gaden's going to join us. We'll talk Sac State with him. We'll talk Sacramento Kings with him. We'll talk whatever crosses Jake Gaden's mind. Jake Gaden, CBS 13. He's with us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
See, that's funny. Jake, like, I'm like, if we're out and Casey's got a piece of broccoli stuck in his teeth, I'm gonna tell him, like, hey fam, you got the broccoli stuck in your teeth. Jake's like, nah, I just didn't want to make it weird, so we just left the broccoli there in your teeth. Sorry, Kenny. Jake Gayden, as he's driving into the CBS studios here, Jake Gayden of CBS 13, kind enough to join us. Jake, we've got Kings basketball tonight in Oklahoma City. No Domantas Sabonis. We've heard the reporting. We've read the reporting that Keegan Murray will return tomorrow night. What do you think the approach is for the Sacramento Kings tonight, given the absence of Domantas Sabonis?
Try not to get blown out.
No, wait. Are you good?
Let Jake find his parking spot first.
All right,
Jake. We're good.
Are you good?
I got it. We're good to go.
He was looking around his shoulder and turning and hitting donuts and everything. I said, yo, you need to push the time back? It's good.
No, we'd be good. We're fantastic. We're here, okay? We made it to the CBS 13 studios. What do they got to do tonight? Well, not get blown out because, you know, last time they played with the OKC without Domas, if I'm right, it was the first game that they're on the road against OKC. Didn't play well. They were competitive with them, but they also didn't have Chet Holmgren. So that's also a point of contention here. Guys, can we just get through this stretch? Like, that's my thing. Like, let's just get through this really tough stretch of the schedule. And I think I read last night or maybe this morning that after this tough stretch, the Kings have, like, the third easiest schedule the rest of the year. Mm. So, like, just get through it, right? Let's be bad let's sit in the badness for as long as we possibly can and then possibly look at the glass half full. But right now, my goals for them tonight is just not get blown out. That's where I'm at.
So let me ask you about that specifically, though. Not getting blown out, does that do anything for you? Like, if they look competitive, are you at the point where are you at the point where it doesn't really matter how you lose, if it's close or if it's a blowout? I don't believe in you guys. So, yeah, it doesn't really hold any weight if you don't get blown out.
It doesn't hold much weight. So this game, there's no moral victories in this thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, either you win or you lose. Simple as that. So for me, I'm looking at this and saying, you know, you can lose by 5, but it's still an L. Like, mm-hmm. I want them to win. Like, that's the bottom line in these professional sporting industries. Like, there's no moral victories, not in college, not in the pros. High school, you get a participation award because they got to make everyone feel good. But in the pros, the wins and losses define how good you are as a team and how good you are as a player. What I will be looking for tonight, if you're looking for specifics, is the compete level. I want to see how Zach LaVine looks tonight after sitting the fourth quarter on the bench on Sunday against San Antonio. I'm still looking to see if DeMar DeRozan is still locked in, to see if he'll play well this evening. But more importantly, guys, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. Like, I know we take it one game at a time. We don't look ahead, but I'm intrigued to see what Keegan Murray looks like. And see how much the injury has kind of really affected him, and if he's like gonna not skip a beat, or if there's gonna be limitations to this game, and then kind of go from there. But my head has not been all in on the Kings right now. I'll be real with you. I'm just I'm more thinking about the future and what the future looks like right now, and quite honestly, spending a lot of time on the trade machine and seeing what moves they can make.
Is there any chance, this is for both of you, is there any chance that maybe we're overreacting to what we've seen a little bit? Maybe they've had a couple of bad nights. Maybe Doug had a bad night or two. Maybe this team is more together than we realize, and it just hasn't come together on the floor because, you know, while their talent level might be higher than a 3-11, it in fact isn't that good.
Casey, you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
I would say I'm not giving them enough credit. I think that's they're exactly where I thought they were going to be, Dame. That's the problem. Like, they're not exceeding my expectations. They're not below my expectations. They're exactly where I thought they were going to be this whole time. If you're asking about vibes and how, like, I feel the team is around each other, like, vibes are still good. Like, you know, I've not gone into the post-game locker room. The only time I've gone into the post-game locker room where I felt like it was really, really bad was the final home game of that homestand last week where they've lost five in a row. Like, where everyone cleared out. Everyone was upset. No one had answers. It was just, it was a, just a complete frustrating performance by everybody. And that's where I felt the vibes were bad. I haven't been on this road trip. I asked Chris Biederman, who was on the road trip, our good friend at the SACB, like, how was the first couple, you know, the first game in Minnesota? And he said, you know, things were better. You know, they're still together. They're still locked in. But like, prior to that last game, where they luck up, they got blown out at home. I put by Atlanta. Like I felt vibes were pretty good. But right now, I you know, we haven't been around this team since they're on the road, so I can't tell you if it's been good or bad since that blowout loss.
To answer the question, yeah, it's absolutely a possibility that we're overreacting to, you know, some of the things that we saw last week. The amount that they lost by, it was jarring as well. Then I could speak for myself, and Damon, you probably feel the same way. It was a little jarring and it's a little frustrating because I know us two, we don't think they're that bad. Like maybe like a Jake and others are like, yeah, what'd you expect? Like they're not that good. I don't think they should be getting beat up by 30 points. You know what I mean? On a regular basis in three or four games, they shouldn't be losing like that. The games, if you're going to lose, they should look a little bit more like they looked in the San Antonio game, Minnesota game, the Denver game. Because if you're not good enough, like you're not good enough to beat those teams, I get it. You shouldn't be losing by 40 damn near to the Atlanta Hawks. And that's where maybe the overreaction and the frustration comes into play. But, Dame, we talked about this yesterday. I want to know what you think, Jake. I mean, or the other day. The schedule, like, just has been the schedule. Schedule's not easy. Like, that, I wonder if that has played a part in the opening record, the season opening record, and the way they've looked. And once things potentially calm down a little bit on the schedule, maybe you could see them pick up some wins. They're not going to get me to believe, but you could see the record change a little bit.
No, I'm with you. I completely agree. Like, I think the schedule has been damn near one of the hardest in the NBA up there with the Warriors with how many games they've played and how many tough opponents they've played. Like, this is the third time they've seen OKC this year, if I'm correct tonight. They've seen Minnesota twice. They've seen Denver twice. Like, they've only seen the Lakers once, but that's still an upper echelon team. Like, they've played probably the most quality opponents you possibly could play to start the year. And when you are trying to gel a team together that doesn't seem to fit together, you know, playing tough teams exposes your weaknesses. When you can play an easy opponent like a Utah, like a Phoenix, like a Dallas, where, you know, you can maybe figure things out and get away with a little bit more as you try to make this thing cohesive. Yeah, I think it could have been an easier road. But that's the thing, though. They're going to have time to prove it right now. You know, trade deadline's not going to really be anytime soon. I don't think they make any trades until, like, Christmas time. So they got another 3 or 4 weeks to really kind of show that when their schedule softens up, hey, can we still compete and win more games? And if they are still losing to the quote-unquote bad teams of the NBA and it still looks ugly and looks like the game against Atlanta, then it's solidified. Like, this is just not working. But you don't know until the schedule softens up.
No, you probably know now that it's not working. It's just to what degree. Like, it's not working. Like, I think we know that. We understand that. I just didn't expect them to be 3-11. Like, that's all it really boils down to when I discuss this team is we could talk about them being bad. I didn't expect them to be this bad. You brought up Keegan Murray a few minutes ago. I'm of the belief like Keegan's going to be just fine. This is a hand injury. This isn't like a lower body. This isn't ACLs. This isn't anything like that. Jake, could you turn your phone down a little bit or your car radio, whatever it is? They got us sounding like Charlie Brown when we when we talk back to you. That works. Whatever you did right there, it worked beautifully. Do you think this is where the true evaluation of this team starts now that Keegan Murray is back in the lineup, or tomorrow night, starting tomorrow night? Keegan Murray's back in the lineup, and, you know, knock on something, that Doug might have his first opportunity to have a full complement of players and create a rotation.
Yeah, I think tomorrow night the evaluation process probably goes full go, like where you can fully see what this team is. My question that I've asked myself over the past couple of days when we got the news that, you know, Keegan was doing 5-on-5 activities is, okay, whose minutes are going away?
Mm.
Like, where do you pull those minutes from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Precious has been starting, right? So I could see his minutes diminishing to maybe 5 minutes instead of 9 or 10 that he's been averaging. But are you taking minutes away from DeMar? You taking minutes away from Dennis? And you're already on a numbers crunch with Keon. So like, what happens there? Like, I'm of the belief that yes, he's going to have a full complement of players, but the bigger question I have for Doug, and I think this is going to be the biggest challenge for him, is how do I get everyone on the floor and what matchups or what lineups am I going to play? This is going to show how good of a head coach Doug Christie can be with Keegan Murray back. Can he figure out a lineup that A, works, but two, that complements the variety of players that he has on the team? And can he make it work personality wise and professionally to make everyone happy with how much they're playing? Because Keegan deserves 25 to 30 minutes a game, guys. Like, I'm talking even 28 to 32 if you're really talking about it. Like, you know, so where those minutes come from on a team that's already got a numbers crunch on who's playing when is the biggest question mark I have for this. But I'm with you, Dame. Like, it is a hand injury. I'm more intrigued, not about shooting, not about running, because he's been able to do all that. The conditioning, I'm not worried about. It's his dribbling and his shot making ability. Like, can he make all the moves with his hand that he wants to make and be able to finish and do that defensively? That I'm fine on everything.
Sorry, guys.
Why?
I was trying to check on the minutes from the last game they played and the highlights played in the background. Sorry.
Oh, I don't even think I noticed.
We didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys heard it.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
My bad.
I thought you were saying,
why did I do that?
No, I was like, why did you say sorry? You're lagging a little bit from the home studio, but I think we're good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.